Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Cologne International School Pulse Podcast. This week, it's just me, Theo, and I'm going to be interviewing David and Jinxu from DP2. But first, the weekly news.
Hello, my name is Hannah and I'm from 3A.
Hello, my name is Lara and I'm also from 3A.
Today we're reading the weekly news. Yay!
Primary news points. Reminder, use of smartwatches in primary school. We would like to remind you that we strongly discourage children in primary school from wearing smartwatches. This includes lessons, recess, and clubs. All devices must remain in school mode for the entire duration of the day. We kindly ask you to ensure in particular that break times and clubs are also included in these settings. Thank you for your understanding and support.
Yearbook 2025-26. Dear parents, guardians, and children for Cologne International School, the yearbook from current school year 2025 and 2026 can be pre-ordered through class list pre-order now. Last order cash paper at the summer kickoff party on 7th July at school. Do you have any questions? Please email yearbook at ptaköln.de.
Secondary school news. DP1 physics trip. This week, our students from the DP1 physics class are going on a trip to Geneva, Switzerland. There they will have a tour around the labs in CERN. We hope that they create great memories.
MYP Performing Arts Trip. The MYP Performing Arts students are also going to on a trip backstage to the famous musical The Moulin Rouge, where they will take a tour backstage, discovering places like the makeup room and the stage.
Yeah. Bye. Bye! Thank you for listening.
All right, hello. Today we have Jinxu and David. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Jinxu. I'm in DP2 and I've been here since grade 1.
Yeah, hi, I'm David. I've also been here since first grade and also a former DP2. I don't know if you could count it as being a former. You know, we haven't graduated yet.
That's tomorrow, exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's almost over for you guys. I know you've been here since first grade, as you just said, and now it's all over. What feelings are you having now? Like, is it all coming to an end?
On one hand, it's a great feeling because it's very full circle. I mean, I've been in the same class as Jinxu since first grade. So now seeing each other go through school for 12 years and now finally being done, it's a very interesting feeling. On the other hand, you do think a lot about all the things you could have done better. And like, I don't know, there's still like some exam questions stuck in my head that I know for sure I got wrong. And I just wish I could write something different. But I mean, it's a great feeling. The stress is finally over.
Yeah, you have your whole lives ahead of you now.
Yeah.
I think for me, I really enjoyed my time in school. So I do have a sense like of loss. And I'm missing the daily rhythm and the structure I have. But it's also very freeing now that we're entering the quote-unquote real world and we can make our own schedules. So it's definitely a balance of different feelings.
Yeah, I mean, I'm graduating next year and I'm already scared of what it's going to be like after school because I've enjoyed my time a lot. But before we talk about after school, let's take a trip back down memory lane. I know you guys have been here since first grade, like we mentioned earlier. And so, Jinxu, we have some old pictures of you prepared to see how you react and if you remember these moments at all. David, I'm sorry we don't have any for you
because
I'm glad. Last minute here. But, Jinxu, here you go.
Okay,
here are some pictures.
Oh.
She's covering all the pictures.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about...
that was, I think, the yearbook picture in grade 5. That was, like, when we just entered secondary school. Yeah, it was before COVID. It was, like, the last normal year before quarantine and COVID. But it's been a very long time. And this one is from, this was my first year at school. That was from grade one. I remember I was debating whether I should have my ponytail in the back or like more to the side.
Oh, do you remember a lot about that year?
I know I cried my first week of first grade. I don't know why. I just hated going to school. And I cried the entire week. But then, like, you got used to it. And now I really, like going to school. Like, enjoy learning different stuff every day. And I like the rhythm. I like having structure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I still remember my Einschulung, getting that little tutor from your parents with all the like school supplies and candy if you're lucky. David, do you remember anything from first grade?
I remember the Einschulung as well. I remember I was probably just overwhelmed and confused, standing in front of the whole school and all the parents. I didn't know what to do. Yeah, but other than that, I don't really remember much.
Yeah, no, all my memories from back then are kind of blocked out.
It is 12 years ago for me.
And you 11 don't for remember you. Earth Day and Peace Day?
No, Well, there's a few random memories, but nothing.
Which grades were you guys in? I was 1-2E myself.
We're C.
Yeah, C.
You guys were both C?
Yeah.
All right. Well, E was definitely better, and then they decided to just get rid of it for some reason.
Because you were in that, like, dark hallway, and no one ever wanted to go down
there. What are you talking about? We were the happiest class in the whole school, I won't lie. All right, then we have this picture
that's
from the website.
And it's still used sometimes.
Yeah, Jinx is the poster child here.
Yeah, I think maybe we should tell the listeners that if they haven't seen Jinxu yet, they can just go on the school website.
Yeah, true.
And there's this picture that's reoccurring with like five students, and there's one Asian girl there, and that's Jinxu a few years ago.
Do you guys remember in like third or fourth grade when, I think this was an every year occurrence, where they would do a sleepover with the grades in the school? Did you guys ever do that?
No, we didn't do that when we had our last class trip in fourth grade, too many people were crying, and that's why the teachers were so fed up that they didn't want to do that with us.
No way.
No.
No, I didn't get to do it either, but not because of that reason, because I used to act up a lot as a kid, to be honest. I would always get in trouble, and my homeroom teacher decided I don't deserve to do the overnight trip.
Oh,
that's horrible.
I was very sad.
Who was your teacher?
But I heard that it was really fun. Frau Thesen was my...
I remember her.
Yeah, she was our teacher.
Yeah.
But then
she switched. Was lovely.
Yeah. She was nice, I know. And I liked her, but she still...
But she didn't like
kept
you.
Kept me from the... Yeah, she didn't like me enough, I guess. But hey, it's all in the past, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, then after primary school, of course, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, COVID hit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you guys remember about online school? Positive, negative?
I played Fortnite for 14 hours a day. For years straight.
It was very
interesting. I mean, I think it's an incredibly unique experience. And on one hand, obviously, it was probably not beneficial for our learning.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, we're a very unique year group that got to experience doing online learning in that type of way. Which, I mean, if you ask like everyone who's gone to school how their seventh grade experience was. I mean, ours was so different.
I know.
I think in a way, I mean, we're kind of lucky that we got to experience that. Yeah. And I mean, playing Fortnite was fun. it was prime Fortnite. So
I swear that was the best time for Fortnite.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I definitely enjoyed that time, you know, playing Fortnite, goofing off. But I definitely feel like I don't remember anything I learned during that time either. Yeah. There wasn't like much you could actually do.
Yeah.
And I know I skipped a couple classes, I won't lie.
Yeah.
Ooh, Wi-Fi isn't working, you know?
Yeah. And now imagine for the people who were doing their diploma.
Oh my God, I know.
That would have been horrible. I feel so bad.
Learning
for those
the
people.
IB syllabus basically on your own.
That must have been horrible.
I swear. Now that I think about it, you're right. That sounds
That's
horrible.
So awful.
Didn't they? I feel like they had some kind of special condition as well for their exams, though, didn't
probably.
They?
Yeah, probably. No, the exam got canceled.
Yeah, exactly.
One year. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, still, it does impact you. Even if you're taking the exams in 2021, you would still have online learning in DP1.
I swear.
Wow.
Anyway, I have some questions prepared for you guys here. I mean, you've been here since first grade, and what would you say was your greatest memory here at Cologne International School? I'll give you guys a moment to think.
Wow. I mean, I have a few from recent times. Like special memories, like hosting our first conference at the school or stuff like that. But there was a time in I think it was fifth grade, where me and my friends always used to play catch in the school building.
Yeah.
It was the best memory I ever made in school. It was so incredibly fun. We got chased by teachers. There were times where we didn't care about anyone.
Yeah.
And we were just playing catch in all the hallways. And there was a time where we ran into the bathroom and a teacher was chasing us. And then we jumped over this is not a lie. We jumped over the stall. Like, we went into the stall. A teacher was waiting there. We jumped over to the next stall and then we ran out. You could not make this up. But that was what it was like. Yeah. So it was incredibly fun. That would probably be my favorite memory.
Wow. That sounds fun.
For me, I think a recent memory, or not that recent anymore, but in grade 10, when we had the vote for school president, I think that was a very happy moment in my life, or like in my academic life. And in primary school, I feel like Earth Day and Peace, or Circus Week, actually, no.
Circus Week.
That was
Circus
fun,
week,
yeah, that was really
Circus
great.
Circus Week. In grade 3, I was doing the trapeze.
Oh, yeah.
We were like, the girls had to, like, they were sent up into the air and did, like, acrobatics, like, in the air. I think that was very fun.
You know what's funny? I actually always wanted to do that, but really? You can't do it as a guy. I was always super sad. I'm like, I was Fakir the first time, and then I was one of those, like, funny acrobats the second time. Okay. Cool. Acrobat, I think it was the name. David, what did you do?
I did, like, I don't know if there's a name for this thing, but we had like colored like balls with LEDs inside.
And I remember these. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we used to like do like tricks and stuff. I did it for 2 years, but it was really fun. And also, I feel like when talking about the best memories, I have to mention Madagascar and Peru.
Yeah,
I went on both, and that was incredible. So I
those feel were like life changing trips. Yeah. To be honest, yeah. Hard at times, but still.
Yeah. And I'm really, really glad that our school does stuff like that. Ghana as well. I unfortunately didn't get to experience that, but I'm really glad that our school offers that.
No, Ghana was also very, I would always say, life-changing. Like, it's the first experience where we go into a different environment that we're used to. And the things we experienced there, they were fun, they were exciting, and I definitely enjoyed all the trips that we went to. Yeah,
for sure. All right, now I think it's time to talk about the exams. How do you guys both feel about how your exams went, and what did you like? What strategies did you use to get through them?
I think they went okay. I mean, I can't really gauge my performance. For some subjects, it's easier. I think math was fine. For other subjects, like psychology, for example, where you have to write essays in the exam. There were just some essays that I've never written before that I had to write in the exam, but I've never done them in practice.
So
you know, when you write the exams, for some, you have no idea how they went. And so it's kind of nerve-wracking when you try to do your best, but you have no idea how you did. Because, I mean, sometimes you just can't gauge, okay, is this what the examiner is really looking for? So
I can see what you mean.
Yeah, I think I can't predict what I have either. Like, it's a mix of different feelings. Like, for some, I feel like they went really well. But then when other people mention their answers, I'm like, huh, I didn't have that.
Yeah.
And then, you become unsure of your answers. And then that's why I have no idea how they went at all. I think they were all, like, fine. But there's no more details than that. It's just a very weird gut feeling. And now that you're done, there's nothing you can do. Even if you know that you got them wrong, you want to go back in time and rewrite the answer, but you can't.
Do you have any tips for any up-and-coming DP students for what they should be doing?
Start revising.
Yeah. I really, really wish I would have started being consistent with revision sooner. Yeah. Because you really, I mean, you can maintain sevens all year round, but it's just you slack off one too many times, and then the exam comes, and then you write the exam, and it was worse than you expected.
Yeah.
And then you pray for the best, but if it doesn't turn out well, then it doesn't. So start revising early. And then for the actual exams, I would suggest like just taking it one by one.
Yeah.
I think it can be really overwhelming looking at the exam schedule, especially if you haven't started yet. And then you see you have 18 exams, you have all of your higher levels and all of this content that you have to know and stuff. So I would just say, like, take it one by one and just focus on, like, the practical things that you can do.
Yeah, especially the subjects with a lot of content, start revising early. Like, I wish I started earlier.
Yeah.
Like, biology, it's so much. It's so overwhelming, and you don't know where to start. And even when you start and you get to the next topic, by the time you're done with the syllabus, you've forgotten everything that you did in the beginning. It's just a cycle where you're never able to know all the information at once. So practice and start earlier.
Yeah, and maybe lastly, just like in the last few weeks, I've thought a lot about my TOK and my extended essay.
Oh, yeah.
And how I wish I could just go over it one more time and just kind of do it again. So don't neglect that. Like in DP1, you think, oh, you know, the exams are far away. But, you know, just know that everything counts. So make sure you do everything to the best of your ability.
Yeah. And time goes fast.
Yeah.
Like it feels like just yesterday that we were entering DP1 and now we're graduating. But time really goes very fast when you're always busy.
Yeah.
So start early.
Tomorrow is your graduation ceremony, your final day in the school.
Yeah.
Are you guys excited? Scared?
Yeah, scared. Definitely.
Scared?
Why scared?
I don't know. I'm used to an environment, and now we're leaving this environment into the unknown.
No, I get that, yeah. I'd say I'm excited, but I mean, it's... I've thought a lot about what I'm going to do afterwards, or like... My thought process was going like beyond the exam, so it's not like, okay, this is over, now what do I do?
Yeah.
But I feel like that is the case with a lot of people. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it can be frightening for some.
What are your plans after school?
For the next few months, I'm just vacation with friends, family.
That sounds...
you know, doing what I couldn't do during the IB. And then afterwards, I'm going to university.
All right. Jingsu, do you have anything you'd like to share?
Yeah. Well, in the next few months also, enjoying the time, enjoying the summer, a lot of vacationing with friends and family, and then also going to university in the fall.
All right. I think we've covered everything that we should have. We have now this tradition where the previous guest asks the next guest a question. And last time, we had a question, which is, what's one trend from this year that should disappear forever?
I don't know. I don't see that many trends online that I think are weird. Or maybe they don't get recommended to me. But I feel like the 6-7 trend can die down.
Yeah. And in general, I've noticed my friends, when they're watching TikTok, it's like every video is just AI. Just complete nonsense. You know, some would call it AI slop. So like stopping the AI slop. Yeah.
I can see what you mean.
Yeah.
And then you guys have to come up with a question for the next guest. Take as much time as you need.
This is hard.
Oh.
Wow.
Would you ever join a DP2 sleepover again?
All right, sure. That sounds good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
I hope you listeners enjoyed that. I hope you guys, you did too.
Yeah,
of course.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. I'll see you guys outside. I might be at the graduation tomorrow.
Oh,
really?
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah. Right, and see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Bye, listeners. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.